Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson.
Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. And we have a great show. We're going to be talking about how there was this blow-up study while there is vaccine hesitancy. So people are hesitant about vaccines, and they're trying to find out why. And we're going to tell you why. And we do have a brief quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. Our devotional is in 2 Corinthians 9, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work.
Yes, so if you want to benefit from the Lord's blessings, prosperity, protection, and seek the Lord's face, get in that book. Like Charlie Kirk said, read your Bible, full of knowledge, full of wisdom, discernment, things that you're going to need to navigate this world. So seek the Lord's face and mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quack report, it's very brief today. Toxic forever chemicals are found in 95% of American beers. That's right, these chemicals called PFAS found out it was unexpected, but researchers tested 23 different beers in the United States, and they found 95% contain these forever chemicals, and the highest concentration showed up in regions with known water contamination. So the findings are revealing how pollution in your municipal water supplies can infiltrate popular products like your beer. It's raising some concerns for both consumers and the brewers. This research did get published in the ACS Environmental Science and Technology Journal. So maybe switch to something else, something cleaner, less alcohol. And that wraps the quack report. Okay, so we're going to start in our topic. This study that's proving why there is vaccine hesitancy. Now, recently, you may have seen on social media, attorney Aaron Seary, ICANN's lawyer, gave some testimony on Capitol Hill on a study that he found that was done in May 2020 by the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology. And it was a study that was supposed to show that vaccinated children were healthier than unvaccinated children, when in fact the study revealed the exact opposite. So the study was kind of buried, not published in medical journals for physicians to see. So had that study revealed that vaccinated children were healthier, that would have been published everywhere and would have been all over the news, main media. Let's look at this study, and it was significant. It's a large study, and it was involving 16,000 children over a 10-year period. And the research used the medical records of the children in the study, and it based their findings on the records. And what the research proved is that the children that are vaccinated are not as healthy, and they have significant disease, and the percentages are significant. So they reported the following diseases. They had developmental delays, asthma, ear infections, and gastrointestinal disorders. And the statistical analysis was significant between the vaccinated and unvaccinated. So here it was 4.29 times more asthma in the vaccinated group, 3.03 times more atopic diseases like dermatitis, eczema, chronic inflammation of the skin, 5.96 times more autoimmune disorders, 5.53 neuro diseases like autism, Tourette syndrome, tics, things like that, 3.28 times more developmental delays, and 4.47 times more speech disorders. Now, the study also could not give a comparison between the vaccinated and unvaccinated on the following diseases I'm going to tell you, due to the unvaccinated children had zero cases. These are the following diseases that the vaccinated kids had, statistically very significant. They had ADHD, a developmental disorder such as inability to pay attention, being organized and on task. They had neurological tics. They had intellectual disabilities like disabled cognitive skills for daily life. The study also pointed out the following. This is a quote from the study. According to the CDC, developmental disabilities usually last throughout a person's lifetime. Asthma is normally a lifelong chronic condition as well. So the report is stating that the unvaccinated were seen less by their physicians and were generally healthier overall. Quote from the study said, the under-vaccinated children showed significantly lower rates of outpatient medical provider visits and retrospectively matched the cohort study involving the CDC's vaccine safety
data link. The study also stated that there is a greater risk if the vaccine contains dead as compared to a live virus. Here's a quote from the report. Live vaccines such as measles, MMR, tend to be a lower risk, providing a protective influence, they said, while quote, non-live vaccines such as your hepatitis B, your DPT, and inactivated polio tend to increase risk. Additionally, they said the critics have speculated that with more vaccines given, the risk of vaccine-related diseases increases. Here's a quote from the study. Regarding gastrointestinal disorders, a significant relationship was detected in the third and fourth quarterlies where more vaccine doses were administered, end of quote. And of course, we were going to hear that more research needs to be recommended while the vaccines remain in use. A quote from the Library of Medicine says, "This valuation of vaccinated versus unvaccinated populations is essential to understanding the full spectrum of health effects associated with specific vaccines and the childhood vaccine schedule in totality." So they need to do some more research and they need to be transparent about it. There was the second study. This was done previously in 2017, again, by the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, when they were reviewing autism cases. Here's a quote from the study. Statistically, boys are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, far more frequently than girls. So this is a good question. Why male children suffer more autism at a greater rate than the female children? But according to the study, the numbers are astonishing. Here's a quote. 54 studies were analyzed with 13,784,284 participants, of whom 53,712 had autism. 43,907 of them were boys and 9,740 were girls. Now, of children meeting criteria for autism, the true male-to-female ratio is 4-1. Unreal. And these studies explain why the Amish don't have diseases like this that the vaccinated children have. They don't have vaccines. They don't have these diseases. Now, I want to recap on the 2020 June report. I reported the national hesitancy of parents to get their children vaccinated. It was done in a study. It caused great concern with the healthcare sector. And according to the researchers at the University of Colorado Medical College, they reported 1 in 15 adults are hesitant about getting a routine childhood vaccine. They also report 1 in 4 hesitate in getting a flu shot. This research was published in the journal Pediatrics in June 2020, and this was a national U.S. study that researched parental attitudes towards vaccines. They said 1.6% hesitate regarding childhood vaccines, 26% hesitate regarding influenza vaccines, and they were concerned about the side effects, 27%. We're concerned about the childhood and flu vaccine side effects. Also, the lack of effectiveness regarding influenza vaccine, 84% said that. Lack of effectiveness regarding the childhood vaccines, 30%. And those without bachelor degrees were more skeptical about the vaccines. Latino parents less hesitant than Caucasian parents. Here's a quote. This is from Dr. Allison Kemp. She's a professor of pediatrics at University of Colorado. Quote, the fact that 1 in 8 parents are still concerned about vaccine safety for both childhood and influenza vaccines is discouraging. What is primarily driving the hesitancy regarding influenza vaccines is doubt about effectiveness. And understanding the reasons for hesitancy helps provide us with information to develop interventions to combat it. Now, the WHO is also attributing this vaccine hesitancy as a leading threat to global health. The U.S. is not the only country with hesitant citizens. In 2018 and 19, children's influenza vaccine rates in the United States were 57.9%. That was far below the 90% that they shoot for. So they want to change your mind about hesitancy. So the Colorado research team was suggesting protocols to help change people's behavior towards vaccines rather than having us to counter beliefs and attitudes. Here were their suggestions. They say providers, like physicians, should use strong presumptive arguments and no open-ended recommendations. They also should use strong standing orders. Make it official. Make getting vaccines easier, such as at the corner clinics, your schools, and drugstores. Call the patients repeatedly on the phone as reminders, and mandate preschool and school flu vaccines as a requirement. remove non-medical exemptions, and use motivational interviewing techniques to convince parents to vaccinate, and use social media to train the parents to use them as advocates to convince others. So here's a quote from the Colorado study. They said, this is Dr. Kemp again, they said, "The best way to consider hesitancy is to prevent it from happening in the first place. Condition people to vaccinate even before their baby is born. That way, we will be immunizing against the misinformation that is out there," end of quote. Well, they're calling also for reinforcements. The doctor's office is not the only place the public will face some pressure to comply with vaccines. A listener from the Bronx, New York, sent me a copy of the Pharmacy Times, in which pharmacists will be strongly encouraged to convince people to get their vaccines. Here is a quote from the Pharmacy Times, August 2025. "Amid dropping vaccination rates, pharmacists are key to educating parents and nullifying concerns," end of quote. So in the Pharmacy Times article, they cite that the CDC reports that nationwide kindergarten vaccination rates for a school attendance have dropped 93% in 2023 and 2024. During the pandemic, the rate dropped 95%. So the states with the sharpest declines in vaccine rates were Idaho, Arizona, and Wisconsin. So the vaccine exemption rates have also skyrocketed to never seen before levels. Health authorities see parental hesitancy as the key behind the lack of compliance, and they feel it is due to a lack of information and misinformation people are getting on social media. And there is even the notion that in some regions of the United States that vaccines have been advertised as free in some clinics, all under the premise of keeping children safe. Now, we officially know from the mouth of science that some vaccines cause a pandemic of lifelong illness, and in which some of them are very tragic. And due to the suppression of the reports like this, we naturally conclude that it is a deceptive practice by science to hide the truth and to enrich themselves at the children's expense. How else are you to explain it? So there is a specific place for these people, and you know what I'm talking about. So you want to be prepared. I know you're kind of tired of hearing the preparedness message, but there is a time coming when you won't have an option to prepare. I encourage everyone to sign up for our message updates to stay informed either through our radio show, our Herb Talk Live archives on our website, on Rumble, in our newsletters. We have two of them that go out free by email. So you can go to thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters and you can sign up there for free. That, you know, anything that affects your health is going to be there. We're going to have to-date science reports. We're also going to have options. And those are going to be really helpful for you to make informed decisions for yourself. Now, we are expecting, also, the Apothecary Herbs team is expecting the new product catalog the end of September. They don't automatically send out catalogs if you've been on the list for a catalog before, so you have to call or go online and request it, because people move and they just don't update their address. So, or you can give them a call at 866-229-3663 to get a copy of the new catalog. Thepowerherbs.com is the website. You can request one there, and you will be put on the list for one when it arrives the end of the month. So now is a really good time to prepare for your winter cold and flu season. So get your immune support items and stay well out there. We do run some sales from time to time, so if you're on our master list, you'll get a heads up on that. Usually 20% off is a primary sale store-wide, so thepowerherbs.com or 866-229-3663. Well, I can see I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.